was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. The father said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood the 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Verse 8. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. 这是上帝的话，感谢上帝。这是牧师的见证。
弟兄们，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
We will control. 一个，我今日要讲的题目是一个信心的母亲甲伟大的后生。
Today's topic is a faithful mom and a great son.
我记我细汉上欢喜的一件代志，就是听见有人要结婚，迄表示暗时都有在参加。
I remember one of the things I most enjoyed when I was young was hearing that someone was about to get married, because that meant later on.
你看这个相片，迄总埔西，伊路边就开始煮吼，然后安尼烹出一道一道安尼真好食的这美食。所以人客食了真欢喜，啊嘛饮了真欢喜。
So you see in this slide, the head chef starts cooking out all these dishes and preparing it for the banquet, so that it looks very delicious.
有一天我要结婚啦，我才知影讲原来办桌有真济较早拢毋知影代志。
So one day when I was about to get married, I realized that actually the reception is something that's very
我叫一寡长辈，咱的礼貌就是咱咧将迄个喜帖爱送去因的厝，啊，表示咱的尊敬甲诚意的邀请。
So I remember that traditionally you're supposed to send something to the elderly people that you're inviting.
咱要做的时候，咱来讲一句话，讲全家拢带来哦，有无？
So if we think about it, we will usually tell them out of respect, just bring your whole family.
你知道问题就出伫遮。
You know that the problem is right here.
因为台湾，咱较早台湾，咱无迄个预约的习惯。
Because in the past, in Taiwanese culture, we don't have the reservation habit.
佮加上咧，咱若无人讲，啊，恁到几人要来，这是真无礼貌的代志。
We can't ask them, so how many people are coming?
所以咧，常常发生婚礼的时候，发生两项情形。第一个就是啊，礼到人不到。
So there's two things that will happen when the actual wedding day comes. So first one would be they give the gifts but they don't come.
所以你可能真闹热办八十桌，安尼光光光光，但是人来真少吼。所以呢，有一寡桌啊，坐三个、四个，甚至像一张相片，安尼规桌无人吃。
So sometimes not enough people will come, so you get empty tables like this line.
所以十块十个菜，底下就贴起吼，啊，尾啊都无人食的。
So you see all those dishes ready, but no one to eat them.
另外一种情形更加头痛，就是呢，来的人呢超过你所期待的，就将喜宴呢，因爸爸妈妈带四个囡仔，佮带阿公阿妈做伙来。
Yeah, so the other situation is where you get, they actually bring the whole family, and then you don't have enough food for everyone.
所以你看圣经家庭，可能两个、三个、四个，上加四个，要过来八个，所以到尾啊，位无够多，只有十点多啊，实在实在够欠伊啊，一直欠落去啊。
Yeah, so instead of four people coming from a particular family, you have eight people, so you have to bring more chairs.
你知影中埔西迄一点多，每一个菜拢是按算十人份啊，所以呢，你若坐十一个、十二个，大家拢歹势食，所以到尾啊，人客食无饱，心情无欢喜，人客啊，主人嘛真尴尬。
Yeah, so you know that the head chef actually has to prepare enough food, right, for the people. So he counts very clearly how much, how many portions. And sometimes if it's not enough portions, people are kind of embarrassed to eat the food that's on the table, and it gets awkward for everyone. It's actually very similar to what we see today in the scriptures. So in the village of Cana, there was a wedding, and they find out that the wine has run dry. So they thought, well, maybe, you know, we can always just go to the local beverage store and buy some wine. So in the old times, though, the Jewish tradition is to prepare their own wine for the
wedding.
So you know that when the wine runs out in those times, it's actually a very serious situation.
It's
actually very... It's not etiquette to have the wine run dry.
有可能这对新人将来，因为拢住伫同一个庄乡，所以有可能对这代志将来，因看到人拢感觉真歹势，因为上届重要宴席竟然准备无够少，互人去哩。
And for the newlyweds, it's especially difficult because they're probably inviting their future neighbors, and so it'll be something that gets talked about.
女方看这代志。感觉是真失面子的事，甚至呢会当控告男方，甚至会当解除这个婚约。
Yeah, so the family of the bride sees this kind of thing as very embarrassing and could even tell the groom that we don't want to have this wedding anymore.
你当想想，这两个安尼新人吼，安尼新郎新娘，安尼打安尼结婚的第一天，伊就拄到这个困难。
So we can imagine the difficulty that this newlywed faces. And at this moment, Mary actually thinks about a solution, and she thinks about her son, Jesus.
In John 福音第二章第三节，安尼讲，讲酒饮了，耶稣的老母就对伊讲。
So in John chapter 2, verse 3, it says, When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. Mary was actually born in a very normal family. Similar to many mothers here today, she was an average woman, but she did not have an average son. Today is Mother's Day, so we're not going to focus on the miracle itself. We actually want to look at the dynamics and relationship between Mary and Jesus. So the first thing we see is Mary is at this wedding, and so is Jesus and his disciples.
有一挂圣经学者在遐推测。伊讲够可能，这个婚宴，这个新人，这对新人。
So some biblical scholars hypothesize that maybe actually Mary is related to the new
因咧根据伫圣经内底，因有两个原因。伊讲第一个是玛利亚是第一个知影酒用了，酒啉大，伊是第一个知影消息的人。
So there's two reasons they posture. First is that Mary is actually one of the first person that knows about the wine running out.
那么看到玛利亚知影了后，伊随时啊吩咐罗伯讲，恁得爱照安那去做。因那就是这个婚礼的一个这人的款。
And after she finds out, she tells the servants to do this and that, as if she was one of the people organizing the reception.
所以这行家咧推测，这个婚礼咧，较有可能，当然是推测吼，较有可能就是耶稣家己本身，伊的兄弟也是姊妹的婚礼，也是讲伊的家族内底啊一个亲人的婚礼，也是请伊来参加。
Yeah, so the biblical scholars hypothesize, of course, it's just conjecture, that maybe Mary and Jesus are both somehow related to the newlyweds.
不管如何，咱看见玛利亚伊听了这样代志，伊随时的 involved 伫这个代志。
But no matter what, we see that Mary gets herself involved immediately when she hears this problem.
你当想想，玛利亚做一个长辈，也是讲做一个妈妈，伫伊个亲人，也是讲伫个囡仔个婚宴顶面，竟然酒准备无够，伊个心内感觉有真大个自责。
So you can imagine that if she is indeed somehow related to the newlyweds and she is the organizer, she would be very troubled by the fact that she didn't prepare enough wine.
感觉心内家己伫遐真。他们讲，我若早一点知道，我事先准备一罐酒，啊，就袂发这款的遗憾。
So she was thinking to herself, if only that I had knew that there would be so many people prepared enough wine and not run into this situation.
但是圣经记载，代志已经发生，已经袂好啊。
But the scriptures record that it already happened. There is no turning back.
因为咱真侪人。事实上，在咱的过去，以前咱拢捌做过予咱遗憾的代志，所以咱更加会当深体会玛利亚的心情。
I'm sure we can really understand her thoughts at this moment because we've all done something that we regret.
玛利亚甲耶稣伫故事中，伊像是扮演两种的角色。
Mary and Jesus actually are playing two different roles in this story.
对肉体关系，咱知影玛利亚伊是母亲，是耶稣的母亲，然后耶稣是玛利亚的后生。
We know that Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is the son of Mary.
但是对属灵的角度，咱知影耶稣是玛利亚的主，然后玛利亚是耶稣的使女。
So actually, from a spiritual standpoint, we all know that Jesus is.The Lord of Mary, and Mary is the servant.
第三，这两个关系，有时因的关系非常的和蔼，总是有时煞成做冲突的一个导火线。
So it's because of this difference in the physical versus spiritual relationship between Jesus and Mary. And sometimes it works very well together. Sometimes there's conflict.
事实上，咱知道玛利亚是一个应该讲是真细腻、真细心的一个妈妈。
We can see that Mary is actually a very detailed mother.
圣经记载耶稣细汉的故事无多，总是一个所在咱看到耶稣十二岁时阵去到圣殿，伊伫圣殿又表现出伊的聪明，甲伊款真诚实，还伊款甲人咧应对，所以玛利亚将这代志拢藏伫伊的心。
So we see that the scripture records that when Jesus was 12 years old, they go to Jerusalem and then he stays at the temple revealing his wisdom and knowledge. And it says that, that Mary, when she observes this, she keeps it in her heart. Especially observe this because she knows that Jesus is not a normal boy, he is from God.
但是咱对肉身、对肉体角度来看起玛利亚，伊的反应予咱看到一个那种真典型、一个亚裔母亲的特质。
But we see from her, from the instance over here in today's scripture, that she may be more of a typical Asian mother.
伊就听着旧约林大意，伊就随时主动介入，伊紧紧找头绪，也要来解决这个困难。
The moment she hears that the wine has run out, she immediately takes action and looks for Jesus to find a solution.
所以哦，咱在座这囡仔吼，你若接到妈妈电话吼，no surprise 哦。So
for all of us who here, who are mothers, if you receive a call from your mother, don't be surprised.
我记得2011年耶鲁大学一个教授，华裔的教授，叫做 Amy Chow 哦，啊，伊出版一本册，啊，华裔叫做《虎妈的赞歌》哦。So
in 2011, an Asian American professor at Yale, Amy Chow, produced a book called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother.
伊本册咧比较，就是西方教育的甲父母的教育顶面的差别，东方甲西方的差别。
So actually, the point of the book was to provide a contrast between the Western and Eastern mother.
简单讲，西方的母的父母，因是采取较宽松的方式来参与伊囡仔的成长。So
the Western parents, the parenting style is to let the kid be more independent.
所以，因尊重囡仔因的个别性，因让囡仔决定因将来要读啥，啊要做啥。Yeah,
so they allow the child to make decisions on their own regarding their education and career.
但是，东方的父母呢，因就采取较主动关怀的参与方式。But
the Eastern culture is more involved in the parenting as well as the raising of the child.
因真关心囡仔的成长，特别教育，或者单方面单方父母特别关心教育，所以咱拢希望帮伊摆些课程，伊的课程，希望伊成绩会当更加好，找着好的学校。So
they're very involved in the education. I'm sure you all know that they will plan out things so that you have the best education possible.
甚至呢，帮囡仔来决定讲，啊，你将来得爱选什么课，你爱读什么主修，因为将来你会安那安那安那。And
even plan out your coursework in college and say you should take these classes so that in the future you can be this and this and this.
虽然母亲也是父母，因那恁是较主动关怀，但是真容易对小囡仔讲话，那就是一个控制型的父母感觉。
Even though we might, for Eastern cultures, we look at this as caring for our children, in the Western culture, it's actually seen as trying to control. So it's similar to how Mary is reacting to the situation that there is no wine. The scriptures it says, and Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
因为圣经，Eugene Peterson 啊，也圣经的 The Message 也翻译真好哦，翻译讲哦，Don't push me more, my God.
Yeah, so in the Message translation of the scripture, Jesus is actually recorded as saying, "Don't push me, don't force me."
看到玛利亚，伊肉体的反应，用心的反应，让那像一个真典型、一个亚裔的母亲，紧张、唠叨，什么代志都没管。So
here we can see the reaction of Mary as being a very traditional Asian parent, where she is very nervous as well as nagging and wants to control the situation.
我对玛利亚看到我的妈妈。
I actually see my mother in Mary.
2006年，我住伫德州无偌久，迄阵我有一个机会返去台湾，想讲要去看妈妈。So
in the year 2006, I had just come to Texas for not too long, and I wanted to see my mom, so I went back to Taiwan.
返去我妈妈真欢喜。When
I went back, my mother was very happy.
无拍算几工了后。 我妈妈身躯忽然间煞全身规身躯无力。But
I didn't plan on her health taking a turn for the worse in a few days.
我都基层。
could not get out of bed.
我们讲咱来病院好无
？I told her, can we come? Should we go to the hospital?
伊讲免啦，我休困下就好。
She told me, no, that's fine. I'll just rest a little bit.
但是我看妈妈情形不对，所以我就随时要送去急诊室。
But I saw her condition was worsening, so I sent her to the ER.
去急诊室了后，无偌久就送去加护病房。
Then from the ER to the ICU.
然后再要送去安宁病房。
And then finally to hospice care.
两礼拜了后，我的上帝叫我妈妈回去。
And after 2 weeks, the Lord took her back.
我一说回去，事实上。并无期待这代志发生，但是代志就是安尼来发生。
I didn't expect these things to happen so quickly when I went back to Taiwan, but it happened.
等我过办完所有个别礼拜了后
，So after we finished all the funerals,
一天透早，我妹妹去冰箱，伫遐咧晒日照，伫遐咧晒。
The next day, my little sister was taking the Chinese rice dumplings and cooking them.
我想知影遐个站，就是我妈妈知影我要转去迄一天，伊透早行路去菜市啊，特别去买材料，伊一直伫遐咧包装。
What I heard was those rice dumplings were made by my mother when she was still here, the day when I was going back to Taiwan.
我才知影，我妈妈一天伊行路去菜市啊，然后看真重个菜篮，伊要对菜市要行倒到厝，还有一段真长个距离哦。所以上身躯随身就真快了，搬个菜篮伊阁搬袂去，所以就行几步，啊，就伫路边遐歇喘。
So, she actually had to go to the grocery store and buy the materials to make the Chinese rice dumplings, and it was a very heavy bag.So that after a few steps, she had to rest, and the distance between the store and her house was very long. So actually, thankfully, there was a neighbor who passed by her. And he saw her and said, let me take you back. And so he took her on his motorcycle back to the house.
当伊入去病院的时阵，真紧就愈来恶化。原来伊的癌细胞已经烂过身躯。
So when we went into the hospital, I found out that her cancer was already metastasized across the entire body.
我只想问妈妈，忍着痛去买菜去包粽。
I just realized that how much my mother loved me that she would do this when her health was deteriorating. These few years I've been really cherishing memories of her. I'm really hoping that she can talk to me again. I suddenly had an experience.
是当有一天你开始孝念妈妈的唠叨的时阵，通常就是妈妈无多搁在跟你讲话的时阵。
So the day that you are reminiscing about her nagging is the day that she won't nag at you anymore.
我就想要甲这个孝念人讲，你的妈妈是偌哩疼你。
I really want to tell all the young people here how much your mother truly loves you.
但是伊袂晓表达。
But they can't. They don't know how to express it.
因为东方西方文化的无同，所以有时常常造成两代中间迄个 communication 的困扰。
Because of the different styles between Western and Eastern culture, a lot of times there's miscommunication, misunderstanding between the two generations.
我希望第二代会当去亲身体会做妈妈的心情。
I hope that the second generation can truly understand the feelings of a mother. Especially for those of you who still have a red flower, that you can cherish the opportunities you still have. Because no one knows how much longer you have with them. Have you ever thought about why the first miracle is at Cana? You know that every year there are 2,030,000 people who say that they're going to get married in America. So that means about 6,200 people every day who are getting married. And according to public polls, we know that within the first 10 years of marriage, the newlywed couple will face a lot of difficulties. Perhaps Jesus knew that to have a successful marriage in this scenario, they needed a miracle. Sometimes in our family dynamics, frequently we think that we're doing this from love, from the right motivations. But for whatever reason, it actually made the situation worse. So in the family, the relationship actually becomes colder and more distant. So we see that there is no more love, no more feelings, and no more financial ability in that family. And that day will be like in the story where the wine has run dry. We know that when Mary was suffering, she left a very good example.
He
told the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. We know that if the wine did not run dry, that Jesus maybe didn't perform that miracle. So a lot of times in our marriage, maybe it's similar to this, that we have exhausted everything in our marriage. But it is at this moment where you feel everything has run dry that you can truly experience the miracle. Hoping for Jesus' help is our one opportunity. To restore our broken relationships, we need to go back to the Word of God. In the scriptures, it records many things about the dynamics in the family, the relationship between fathers and mothers and their children. So here it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
这个需要的爱点之力，咱有机会来更新，来恢复这彼此的关系。It
is through the word of God that we will be able to restore our broken relationships.
我们鼓励将会接受天父，持续向向我们的囡仔，我们的温室，我们的小树一点，教会来做英雄。
I want to encourage the parents here that what God has given your child is sometimes beyond our imagination. No matter how old they become, they are still our baby. So like Mary here, she's basically telling them, you have to listen to whatever my son tells you to do. And passing that responsibility to her son. For us parents, we should start respecting the decisions of the next generation. We need to practice listening to their voice.
时间来到，咱来帮助，让因开始来发展因的心，因的理想。And
when the time comes to let them go.
我咱的囡仔带着咱的祝福，不是背着咱的包袱，让因让欢欢喜喜来面对因的人生。So
that our child is taking our blessings, going forth into the life, and not just our protection.
今日我要感谢咱在座将每一个做妈妈的，每一个伟大的母亲。And very
last thing is I just want to thank all the mothers here.
您辛苦。You've
had a hard life.
那像玛利亚为着伊的家庭，为着囡仔，伊付出伊的一生，一直到耶稣钉十字架，伊搁徛伫十字架边，也看伊的囡仔。Like
Mary followed Jesus all her life. Even until the cross.
也因为玛利亚的信心，来造就出一个上界伟大的后生。And
it is her faith that produced such a great son.
在座每一个妈妈，甚至爸爸，那么是要鼓励。上帝看到您的付出。
To encourage all the mothers and fathers among us, the Lord sees the hard work that you put in.
上帝嘛，听见恁常常的祈祷。The
Lord has heard your frequent prayers.
愿上帝亲自报答每一个做妈妈的人。May
the Lord bless every mother here.
愿上帝丰盛的慈爱来祝福每一个姊妹，祝大家母亲节快乐。And
that the Lord's abundant loving kindness can bless all the mothers here.
Amen.
Amen.